The text is from the second chapter of Philippians, the following words: Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant. These are the words, my dear brother and sister. The Apostle Paul urges us to a most difficult thing. Because we are born with the original sin, self-centeredness and selfishness are part of it. We want to be gods of one another, not servants. And he says, your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, who emptied himself, who became obedient even to death, even death on a cross. It's difficult. Martin Luther said that we ate that forbidden apple in the garden, and once in a while it rears its ugly head. He said we burp it when we become gods of one another or want to become gods. It's difficult for us to think of ourselves as servants of one another when all of society around us screams that we must make progress, we must grow, we must climb the corporate ladder, we must watch after ourselves, because if we don't, nobody else will. And yet the teacher of faith here says, your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus. It's tough. Christ's attitude is one of total humility. He humbled himself to die in our place. He bowed to Pontius Pilate. He let himself be crucified on the cross. He told Pontius Pilate, my kingdom is not in the ways of this place. Right. What are the ways of this place? I need one of this and one of this and one of this, and I got. I'm accumulating stuff in my life. The more I have, the greater I'll be, the happier I'll be. That's the ways of this place. Not with Christ. He had nothing. He came into the world already in Bethlehem. He did not even have a crib. He did not borrow a crib or a little bed. He borrowed a manger. That manger did not belong to him, it was borrowed. He also borrowed a boat to double as a pulpit. He didn't have a boat, yet he could command the fish to get into the nets. He could command the dead to walk out of their grave. He could make the blind to see and the deaf to hear and the paralyzed to walk. But he did not own a donkey. It was a borrowed donkey, that one he rode into Jerusalem. He even borrowed the upper room in which to have the Last Supper with his disciples. And he even took our cross, never to give it back to us, and died on our cross. That's how humble our Lord is. Not assuming, not presumptuous, not proud. In the hymn 438, there is a stanza in which we sing, yes, Father, yes, more, most willingly, I bear what you command me. He became obedient to the Father, submissive to him, obedient to death, even death on a cross, says the Apostle Paul. And what is the origin of this servant? Oh, he is God from eternity. He was begotten of the Father before all worlds. God of God, of very God, light of light, begotten. He is God, all right. And this God is the creator, because John says in the beginning he was with God and nothing that was made without him. And of all things that were made, they were made by him and through him. So in our hymnals, we have the symbol for the Trinity, the creating hand of God the Father, and then the cross for the redeeming God the Son. But truly, he redeems the world. He recreates the world through the cross. The Father creates the world. Jesus recreates it. Because the world is lost as the Father had created it. It needs to be redeemed. It needs to be recreated. The light that shatters the darkness must be turned on again, that people can see that they are sinners and in need of a Savior. And that's what happens in Christ, the Creator, the Recreator. Recreator's cross in our life. Hosanna, they sang. Hosanna is Hebrew for save. Save! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. They sang because he was so powerful. They had just seen 2 days ago him in Bethany at the graveyard saying, Lazarus, come forth. And Lazarus came out of the grave, still bound in burial cloths. And what does Jesus say? Not, hey, look at this, what I did. No. He just says, take off the burial cloth and let him go. You cannot go bound in burial cloths. You cannot live with the threat of death over your head. All of that Jesus took away. He gave us life. And he enabled us to live a meaningful life, a life that would be a blessing to those around us. So when we go into the villages and towns and into the inner city and into foreign countries where Christ is not known, and we say, Christ died for you and you have eternal life, you are not condemned. Then when they get it, they say, Hosanna, save you. Blessed are you who come in the name of the Lord, because we do not go in our own way. We go in the way of the Lord. We go in the name of the Lord. So back to the beginning of our lesson. Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus. If a change is necessary in your life, by all means, do it. Do it not because you will, because you want, but because you have been enabled to do that at holy baptism. It's not your call. Let the Holy Spirit make the call for you and then lead you down this road of humility and of servanthood of one another. If there are any gods around us here this morning or among us, quit it. Become a servant. People love servants, they don't love gods. We have one God and that's enough. So this beautiful advice of Paul was written while he was in prison. Everybody then probably thought it would be a bad thing to be in prison, but not Paul. He said, this actually worked for the benefit of the gospel. And for you and me, clearly, had he not been put in prison, he probably would not have taken the time to write. We got Ephesians out of that, and all the generations before us and after us. So the heavy feelings in our stomach must and can be suppressed. When we burp the old bad apple, let's take medicine. The best an acid around is a rich mixture of word and sacrament. That'll take care of it. And may the Lord take care of the world through you and me as we go and proclaim that Jesus Christ is Lord. In him alone, there is eternal life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.